point. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Brasso. I'm calling on myself next, and then Senator Langford or Marshall, whoever is here, followed by Senator Hirono. So thank you all. I want to start with you, Mr. Phillips. You had a chance to, we had a chance to have a conversation, but I just want to clarify for the record, you do support the anti-manipulation authority that FERC has and its continued use in policing energy markets.
Yes.
Thank you. One of the other issues that my colleague, Senator Heinrich, just touched on, and I'm sure others, is this issue of how we grow and continue to diversify. In the Northwest, even though we're a hydro state, I guarantee you that climate is impacting snowpack, which then impacts hydro, which then has many impacts. So we want to diversify. And PNNL, our Pacific Northwest Laboratory, is a leader in battery storage and also released a study called the SEAM study, evaluating the costs and benefits of strengthening our inner ties and seams between Western and Eastern power grids. The balkanization is definitely costing us, and so I want to make sure that I understand, do you believe we need to do more to connect regional grids and install transmission capacity to transfer power where it is needed, and do you believe we should be encouraging more investment in inner ties?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. We'll get back to you on more details, but obviously before us is a big infrastructure investment plan that would do just this, and I think we should be doing more on this if we want to empower more solutions, particularly on the storage, the battery storage side. Okay, I need to go to Mr. Sams. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask you, obviously we made a major investment in our public lands with the investments that we did in the Great American Outdoors Act, which this committee played a major role in, trying to alleviate the backlog in maintenance. And obviously, parks, as you know, in the Pacific Northwest are big business. They generate $2.3 billion in state and local revenue in our state and over 100,000 jobs on all public lands. So helping to fix the backlog in maintenance, we have $427 million in deferred maintenance. There are projects at Olympic National Park. It's a 50-year-old water treatment facility that needs upgrading, and we need investing in campgrounds at Mount Rainier and sidewalks and visitor center upgrades at Paradise. So are those things that you can commit to taking care of this backlog and maintenance in our national parks?
Thank you, Senator. Yes, I'm committed to reviewing all of that in the process that's currently the National Park Service is using. While I'm not currently in the service, I've been talking with a number of folks about this. I'm committed to making sure those that are in most critical need of repair are prioritized so that they can be taken care of. And again, with an eye on ensuring that they will be usable for the next 50 to 75 years.
Thank you. Do you believe there are enough staff on the ground to begin work on improving our parks?
Well, Senator, as you know, and thank you for the question, you know, as you know, the staff are down by 20% from just several years ago. I think that there needs to be some looking at restaffing so that we can get more boots on the ground to help with these issues.
And how would you suggest we do that?
It'll be looking at figuring out the workforce development and how workforce development and recruitment currently is going on, ensuring that we are preparing the next generation of rangers to be able to be in that part of that workforce by having a diverse workforce and recruiting those folks to come in. The federal government has a number of ways of doing that, and I look forward, if confirmed, of working on those ways to ensure that there are avenues for more folks to come into the service.
So how will we ensure to put dollars efficiently at the National Park Service? I guess I look at this and think, look at yourself, look at other people in the Park Service. I feel like I've met so many young people who've come from all over the United States. I think about our former colleague, Congressman Dingell, who told me that he worked in our national park system. Like, this is a job a lot of people would like. So how do we increase this opportunity and communication to people, particularly at this time?
Thank you, Senator. You have to go out and recruit people where they're at, not where you want them to come. And I think we need to get out to the community and be able to do that. You know, I had the great pleasure when I worked for City Volunteer Corps of New York in the 90s of working at Grant's Tomb. And that's really what inspired me to think of, you know, how does the National Park Service work? What does it protect and preserve? And how do we get people on there? My own experience is when you walk in the footsteps of your fellow Americans in these places, these hallowed halls, these hallowed lands, you get that invigoration. And so if we can go out and recruit people, bring them into the parks, show them that, and show them that there are career paths forward for them, I think that's how we get the recruitment done.
Thank you.